Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Amditas. Let's get to it.
It's Thursday, October 24th, 2024. Welcome to Day 1374. Kamala Harris called Trump a fascist, saying the American people deserve better, and they deserve a president who is focused on solutions, not sitting in the Oval Office plotting their revenge and retribution. When asked at a CNN town hall if she believed that Trump is a fascist, Harris replied twice, "Yes, I do." Later, she brought it up again, saying Trump would be a president who admires dictators and is a fascist. Harris added that even Trump's senior military leaders have called Trump a fascist, including the former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, and Trump's former White House Chief of Staff, retired Marine General John Kelly, saying they have all called him unfit and dangerous. Trump, meanwhile, called Kelly a lowlife and a total degenerate after his former White House Chief of Staff spoke about Trump's admiration for Nazi leader Adolf Hitler. Meanwhile, Trump vowed to fire Special Counsel Jack Smith, who brought two federal indictments against him, within 2 seconds of taking office. "It's so easy," Trump said, "I would fire him within 2 seconds," saying that he got immunity at the Supreme Court for his criminal acts committed while in office. Smith was appointed by Attorney General Merrick Garland to oversee two investigations, Trump's efforts to overturn the 2020 election, and the illegal retention of classified documents after Trump left office. Trump has since been indicted by a federal grand jury on 4 criminal counts in the election investigation, including conspiracy to defraud the United States, conspiracy to obstruct an official proceeding, obstruction of and attempting to obstruct an official proceeding, and conspiracy against rights. Trump was also indicted by a federal grand jury on 40 felony counts alleging that he willfully kept classified material after he left the White House and then obstructed the government's repeated attempts to get them back. If Trump wins the election, he is expected to fire Garland and appoint an attorney general who would dismiss both federal cases against him. Moving on, a former model accused Trump of groping her in 1993 at Trump Tower after Jeffrey Epstein introduced them. Stacey Williams said she felt Trump's actions were part of a twisted game that he and Epstein were playing with her. Williams said, "It became very clear then that he and Donald were really, really good friends and spent a lot of time together." According to her recollection, Epstein introduced her to Trump at a 1992 Christmas party, and then a few months later, Epstein asked her to accompany him on a visit to Trump Tower. Trump greeted Williams, pulled her toward him, and started groping her all over my breasts. More than 24 women have accused Trump of sexual misconduct. Meanwhile, the 60-year-old man suspected of shooting at an Arizona Democratic National Committee office 3 times over the last 2 months had more than 120 guns, more than 250,000 rounds of ammunition, and a grenade launcher in his home. The deputy Maricopa County attorney said that the authorities believe Jeffrey Michael Kelly, who also hung bags of white powder labeled as poison from political signs, was preparing to commit an act of mass casualty, and that his progression of violence was escalating. Kelly is charged with several felonies, including committing an act of terrorism, unlawful discharge of a firearm, and shooting at a non-residential structure. And finally, the world is on course for a catastrophic temperature rise of more than 3 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels, twice the goal set at the Paris Climate Agreement. The latest Emissions Gap Report, which the UN Environmental Program publishes, found that the world is currently headed for about 2.6 degrees Celsius to 3.1 degrees Celsius of warming by the year 2100, compared to pre-industrial levels, if governments don't take greater action to cut planet warming emissions. The latest research also found that the ability to remain within the target of 1.5 degrees Celsius will be gone within a few years without rapid action. The world has currently warmed by about 1.3 degrees Celsius.
That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Amditas.